72 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Markets look much better overnight. It's kind of fading here as we got the 8:30 restart. Wheat market continues to lead the market lower, much like it did in the overnight session. Continue to see some profit taking there as the funds have built a pretty sizable long position in both Kansas City and Chicago. So we're seeing some a little bit of weakness there. That's pulling corn lower as well. Beans were higher by double digits most of the overnight as the market was somewhat optimistic about some news there late Friday that officials with the U.S. and China were going to start some discussions on fixing some of the trade discussions they've had over the last few months. That got the market up a little bit, but that's fading as well here. We'll do a quick rundown with SEP corn at 361, down 3.25. East corn at 375.5, down 3.25. March corn at 387.5, that's also down 3.25. November soybeans 896, up 3.25. January soybeans 908.25, that's up 3.25. September Chicago wheat 543.75, that's down 16.75. December Chicago wheat at 562.5, down 17.25. December Kansas City wheat at 575, that's down 17. December Minneapolis wheat at 610.75, that's down 14.5. Livestock markets here this morning also lower. We have August cattle at 109.07, down 35. October cattle at 110.65, down 22. August feeders 150.35, down 60 cents. October lean hogs 57 even, that's down $1.60. December hogs 54.35, that's down 92 cents. Newsworthy items here today, export inspections out here this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon, looking for corn and soybean ratings to be steady to down 1% to 2% here just based on natural deterioration of the crop as we're getting a little closer to harvest there this morning. Also seeing some rain move through the corn belt here this morning. Got a little bit of a negative tilt to the market as well. It does look like we warm up again starting this weekend and maybe trend back to the touch drier side as well. Pro Farmer Crop Tour kicking off here this morning. Mark will be watching those social media updates here pretty closely this week. Pro Farmer will have an official crop production estimate out on Friday afternoon. So a couple things to watch this week. Pro Farmer Crop Tour, and it does sound like some negotiations will start with on the low level side with China and the U.S. regarding trade discussions. So a couple newsworthy items there, Brian, to keep an eye on here this week.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.